another holiday weekend.
Independence Day weekend.
Celebration.
The country's largest 4th of July celebration.
Fireworks.
Bagel, Tim. When they reverse, Tim. When they reverse.
Sit back and watch the fireworks.
Ow, loud.
Oh, look, fireworks.
What you doing, Tim?
Let's declare our independence.
Happy 4th of July.
Go out and watch the fireworks.
Hold your ears, folks. It's showtime.
It's Friday.
Yeah.
4th of July weekend. You did it. Congratulations. I'm John. That's Chantel.
Good morning. Oh, it's going to be a good weekend. If these rainstorms will stop.
Did you get caught in that
weird
storm?
Yes, I got stuck at the Chick-fil-A in American Fork.
Last night, and it didn't hit everywhere, but it was Lehigh, Point of the Mountain. There was the storm that came in, almost flash flood vibe.
Yeah.
The temp dropped. It was 90 degrees.
And it was 68.
Went to 50 at my house.
Did it? Oh, because you're high.
Yeah, and it was hailing. And
goodness.
I saw all these cyclists up on the hill, right? Because they like to do that in the afternoon. Just getting pelted by not golf ball size hail, but legit hail. Enough to where I was worried about the windshield of my Volkswagen.
Yeesh.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
No.
Your buddy over there at Southtown.
I know Stan the man would have been what the heck, John?
Yeah.
Yeah. But today, it looks like it's going to be a nice weekend, warm, perfect for all the fairs that are going on. In fact, if you go to our website, we have every fireworks show, every 4th of July festival all up there.
Yeah, and I was driving past Traverse Outlets.
Yeah.
There's a big old carnival in the parking lot of Traverse Outlets, too.
I swear, is that where they just park one these days? I see it there all the time.
Oh,
or maybe
really?
I just go there once a year, and that's why.
Yeah.
96 is the high today. Clouds are expected. Here's a weird question.
Okay.
When was the last time you wrote something down with a pen or pencil?
Yesterday.
Right?
Yeah, I mean, I still love the good old pen and paper.
I love to write my list so I can cross it off.
I love crossing off a list.
3% of us say that we have not written anything down in over a year. Is that possible?
That's mind-blowing.
8% say a few times a year. So roughly, 1 in 9 people use a pen or pencil less than once a month now. How?
Wow.
How is that
possible? I still use a pen and paper every day.
I read that this morning. I'm like, I got to check with Chantel.
I definitely don't as much as I used to.
You ever try to write a lot these days?
Oh, your hand cramps like crazy.
I'm going back to school, this fall. My hand will be, for the first week or two, just miserable.
Yeah.
It has muscle fatigue.
Yeah.
It's not ready for that. All right, we'll do a quote. We'll kick off this 4th of July show, plus Post Malone tickets still are happening. I got a 4th of July quote for you.
Okay.
I believe in America because we have great dreams and because we have the opportunity to make those dreams come true.
I love it.
Wendell Willkie. There you go.
Well, here in the post-truth era, you've got to become better than ever at being a human lie detector. And it's actually possible.
Okay, so how to tell if someone's lying?
Mm-hmm.
Huh.
So here's 5 things you need to do to catch someone in a lie, according to studies by the FBI's high-value detainee interrogation group.
Okay.
So.
You got to say, are you lying to me? You got to tell me if you're a cop.
You go, are you lying?
Mm-hmm. Put a little light on them, offer them some water, then take it away.
No, but here's the deal.
Okay.
You don't challenge them too early.
Mm.
You let the conversation go on for a while before you start trapping the person with evidence or tricky questions.
Oh, yeah.
Let them say as much as possible before they realize what you're doing.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I feel like as a parent, it's like, how's it going? How's your day?
Let them tell their story.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Use tragic or strategic evidence. Lead the person to say something you know is a lie, then drop a piece of evidence on them to catch them.
Oh. That's only if you already have the evidence, though. What if you're just trying to figure out if they are lying? You know what I mean?
True. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
Ask unanticipated questions. If somebody's ready for your question, they can tell a confident lie. But if you surprise them with questions, they start hedging and also ask for verifiable details.
So you go, where were you? Oh, I went out to dinner. Oh, yeah? What'd you have? A steak? What was the waiter's name?
I never know the waiter's name. See if they're willing to provide proof. Don't obsess over body language. Things like lack of eye contact or fidgeting aren't the signs of a lie you might think they are. Don't waste your time focusing on somebody's body language.
That's what we were always told, though.
I know, if they're just fidgeting.
If they don't look me in the eye.
Mm-hmm.
Look me in the eye.
Nah, we know as liars
to
do that now.
It's true.
It's the number one thing. And then be nice to the person. If you need the person to like you. You need the person to like you, so they want to talk to you.
Oh.
And talk and talk and talk.
Feel comfortable.
Gives them a chance to slip up.
Right.
You'll notice their story starts to change.
You welcome into your trap. Then you smack.
Come on in. Yeah. It's nice and cozy in here. Then be my friend.
That's how it works. All right. Good luck. Have fun at that family picnic now that you know how to tell a liar.
Oh, yeah. Right.
July.
Yes, America.
America. Today we're doing the best songs for the 4th. So what do you have on your playlist? You could call us. You could text us at 844-649-1051. We'll try to play, not even during this, just throughout the morning. I'll play little clips of the songs you're talking about. We need some better ideas. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Everyone plays the same ones.
Well, these top three might be the same ones.
All right, what do you got?
Oh, we have to kick it off with Bruce, Born in the USA.
Born in the USA. I was born in the USA.
You know what's funny about this song?
What?
It's like an anti-USA song.
So true.
It's all about anti-Vietnam, but it's become like our...
It's just like a fist-pumping power song.
Yes, you get to sing Born in the USA. Like,
over
that's
and
all
over.
That matters.
Yes.
It's on my list. I'm with you. I'm going country. Listen, I'll be honest. It took me a long time to get outside of country when it came to, like, the America songs.
Uh-huh.
Because they do it the best.
Country does America the best.
So I'm going Brooks and Dunn, Only in America.
Yes.
Only in America, dreaming in red, white, and blue.
I want to hear this.
Oh, me too. You'll hear this. They're playing Country Fan Fest this year.
Oh, that's right.
So you'll for sure hear this in July.
I want this, though, this weekend when I'm walking through, like, the fair with the kids. I want it over the speakers.
Oh, yeah.
As we go on the Tilt-A-World.
Yes. All right. Give me Miley Cyrus, Party in the USA.
Oh, yeah, of course. Written by who?
This is written by Jessie J.
Jessie J.
So fun to learn that stuff.
Yeah. This song will be on my 4th of July playlist, and Ella will have me play it over and over and over again.
You know that my 16th birthday was my 16th birthday party in the USA.
Sometimes with you. Sometimes I wonder how we're friends. I'm going Katy Perry.
Baby, you're a fan.
Oh, yeah.
You're
got it.
Come on, show them what you work. Make them go, as you shoot.
That's Firework.
Absolutely.
In the title.
This has nothing to do with America.
No, nothing to do with that or True Fireworks.
True.
You know what I mean?
Okay, you went country, so I'm going to go country. Give me Small Town USA, Justin Moore.
Here in Small Town USA.
It's country.
Give me a Saturday night, my baby, by my side, a little Hank Jr. and a six-pack of light.
Good.
Classic.
It's just so comforting.
Mm-hmm. Fall Out Boy has a song called 4th of July. Have you heard it?
No.
Oh.
Oh my gosh, you would. This reminds me of Liam.
Yeah. I love Fall Out Boy.
This reminds me of Big Hero 6. I swear, this whole movie sounds like Fall Out Boy.
Let's see. I got a text saying you got to play the Star Spangled Banner on the 4th of July.
Oh, true.
Thanks for this. Give me a dollar if you name the artist.
This is obviously Faith Hill.
It's impressive. Well, I don't have a dollar. I'll have to text Jen.
I was going to Faith Hill at AOL.com.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. I know Faith Hill when I hear Faith Hill.
All right. Tom Petty. So if you got one, go ahead and text us. Best songs for the 4th of July playlist. What's on your list? And we'll play them throughout the morning all the way, you know, as we find good ones or fun ones or different ones or even those classics that we missed. And we did earlier during our daily draft, just the best songs to play for your 4th of July playlist.
Yeah.
And we said all morning long, text us what yours is and we'll play little clips to help people out. Can't believe we forgot this one.
And I won't forget the man who died.
Lee Greenwood.
Who gave that
like you have to, right?
And I gladly stand.
any rodeo, any fair, you're going to hear part of this song. So thanks for that text. We'll continue to play the clips, 844-649-1051. Let's get to some good news.
Everyone, listen up.
Why are you yelling?
I've got some good news.
I've got some very good news.
Whoa, I definitely want to hear about that.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for.
My good news and your good news.
You know the best good news is, right?
It's 4th of July weekend.
That's right.
Okay.
We get Monday off. Tuesday morning's gonna suck.
It really is, though.
We'll let Tuesday John and Chantel worry about that, though.
I just think that the 4th of July, I don't need the day before off.
Mm-mm.
I need the day after.
I'm with you. I agree. All right, good news for the weekend. A video is going viral of a mother crying tears of joy after hearing her non-verbal autistic son speak for the first time.
Oh, wow.
So here is the moment that the mom was able to get 5-year-old Keegan to say the word more.
More. Yes! Yes! More good!
Oh my gosh. You can feel that.
Yeah,
you really can. You can feel that. She's so happy.
There was an elementary school janitor who was doing a mic check for an assembly, and he decided to casually just launch into Journey's Don't Stop Believin'. You got to hear this. His name is Richard Goodall.
All right.
And here's the clip that's been making the rounds on Twitter.
Just a small town girl.
Oh, God.
Living in a lonely world.
Right? I'm sorry.
Uh-huh. Like, I'm going to keep going.
I got the music and everything.
Yeah. Isn't that cool?
That is so fun.
Yeah, he sounded good.
He sounded way good.
And then finally, the story is insane. There's an Israeli woman who claims that she found out that she had a rare illness after watching a scene from Grey's Anatomy.
Wow.
It mentioned some of her symptoms, and she went, wait a minute. I too get hungover after just one drink. That was the symptom that kind of started the whole thing. And it led to this diagnosis of her having Ehlers-Danlos syndrome. Not familiar.
Yeah, me either.
But here's the clip from Grey's Anatomy that helped her discover her illness.
I have a beer or I get dehydrated and I get sick.
You know your own body better than anyone.
Exactly, and I don't need some idiot telling me I have a problem when I don't. She thinks I'm some crazy party girl. I'm not an alcoholic.
You know, I used to tell myself that. Talked a lot about that in AA.
What is this? Are you trying to play good cop, bad cop with me or something?
No.
I am not stupid, and I won't stick around for this.
No thanks.
That clip changed her life from Grey's Anatomy.
That's crazy.
I know. Yeah, it's always is. There you go. That is some good news. We're asking you to send us your favorite songs to put on the 4th of July playlist. This text just came through.
Hey, Uncle Sam, put your name at the top of his list.
Toby Keith.
Yes.
Do a 4th of July playlist, you gotta have Toby Keith on it.
Oh, yeah.
Right?
You gotta have all of the country greats.
Yeah. You're gonna go to a rodeo or anything like that? Can't wait for the hook.
Like the whole wide world is raining down
on you. There it is. Took a second. Alright, you can text us your favorite too at 844-649-1051. Let's get to what's poppin'.
What's poppin'?
All the fun stuff we're doing this weekend. By the way, I have an amazing list of fireworks and fairs, if I do say so myself.
I looked at it.
Did you look at it?
Extensive?
Yeah,
it's
I took
huge.
It from the Instagram page, Utah Fun Activities.
There you go.
Yeah.
There we go. It's not your list.
Well, it's, you know, I blogged it.
Okay.
I gave them credit where credit's due.
Okay.
It's a huge list. So go to mix1051utah.com. They rescheduled the Chris Stapleton show, which was supposed to be last week.
And it's tonight.
Yes, it is. At USANA. So if you have tickets or if you still want to see Chris Stapleton, tonight's the night to do that. I'm bummed. I had tickets for last. I can't go tonight.
Why?
Jen has a bunch of family coming into town.
No.
I know. Yeah. Jason Aldean tickets, by the way. We thought since it is 4th of July weekend, America, you need country music?
Yeah.
We're going to give away Jason Aldean tickets all weekend on Mix.
Oh, that's fun.
Yeah, so we'll give you keywords to text in and win. The West Jordan Carnival is, I think it started yesterday. It goes through Monday. $20 gets you unlimited carnival rides. That's why I bring that one up specifically. $20.
What?
I know.
That's amazing.
Saturday is Stadium of Fire in Provo.
Yep.
Do you know who's headlining?
You know what I did, and I don't remember. Keith Urban?
Tim McGraw. And Marie Osmond will be there as
well.
So that's Lavelle Edwards Stadium. What are you doing, by the way?
I'm going down to Sand Hollow.
Okay. Family?
Yeah.
That'll be fun.
Mm-hmm.
We have everyone in town, and we do like a field day.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm still waiting for my invite.
Mm-hmm.
Never been invited.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. All still right. not going to happen this year, but next year maybe.
You're always welcome. We're doing a watermelon eating contest this year. We're adding that to the list.
Ooh, what about seed spitting?
Oh, maybe we will. I don't think these watermelon have the seeds, though. You can't
it's
even
impossible
find
to find a seeded watermelon.
We used to do pie eating, but after last year's, the pie tins had like a little like metal piece sticking up at the bottom, I think to vent, and everyone's face got like torn up. We were all like bleeding from the face.
I remember this story.
Friend of the show, Michael Burrow?
Yes.
He is performing at Snow Basin on Sunday. I wanted to give him a shout out.
Yeah. That's amazing. Michael Burrow and the tourists.
Yep. And finally, on Monday, we're going to be at the Gateway for their fireworks. So
okay,
Mix
cool.
is going to be out there playing music. The fun starts at 5 p.m. And I got a few texts on this. I guess downtown, like the Capitol, they're doing a light show instead of fireworks this year.
That's cool.
I think it's like a we don't want to create the pollution. I think that's why they're doing it. I don't know. I should have read more on it, but I got a bunch of texts on that, so thank you for letting me know. And that, my friends, is What's Poppin'. We're saying text us your favorite songs for the 4th of July playlist. Baby, you're a firework. Katy Perry fireworks, thank you for this. Got to. Absolutely. Text us all morning, 844-649-1051. You know, getting quotes for house improvement right now is just insane. Like, if you talk to anyone.
It's like double.
So what I've done is these are all anecdotal from just my own life and friends and family members who have gotten quotes for projects around their house, okay? And we're going to play Fix It, Price is Right. Hi, Logan. A backyard pool.
Ooh, my friend just got a quote for one of these.
Okay, I'm going to say $150,000 is the actual quote for the backyard pool. Higher or lower than that?
150? My friend's quote was lower.
Oh. I'll tell you, this wasn't in Utah.
Oh, not in Utah. No. Oh, then higher.
$300,000.
Oh, my gosh. Why would you do that?
Can't. As soon as they found out, they're like, I'm out.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I mean, concrete's expensive. I assume plaster and all the other special rebar.
What was your friend's quote for the pool?
Like 120.
Still. I think it used to be like 50 or 60.
Yeah, for like a basic pool.
Three new concrete steps. Okay?
Okay.
I'll give you $5,000.
You're talking like leaving the house down to the garage, concrete patio style steps.
I 5,000.
You said 5,000?
Mm-hmm.
Lower.
$5,100.
I'm shook. We got a concrete slab, like pad, put in our backyard.
Yeah.
A year and a half ago, almost 2 years ago, and it was $1,000. So, wow.
Keeps going up.
And it was bigger than three steps.
All right. A friend wanted to finish their 1,100 square foot basement. Okay.
Yep.
$80,000.
That's exactly what I would say it was going to cost, so I'm going to go higher.
It's pretty close. $76,000. Yeah.
Because I remember when I first was building my house, they said the refinished basement was going to be $20,000, and I was like, no way. No, I can do it cheaper. And then now it's like 80 plus.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. All right. There you go.
All right. Weddings. We love them here in Utah, and we love wedding traditions. We love trendy weddings. We love all kinds of weddings. But Utah, I do believe, sets the trends on a lot of weddings. Oh, yeah. Even though we have a lot of religious weddings, those girls want to do something different than everybody else.
Yeah.
And they'll get crazy.
And there's a lot of Instagram.
Oh, yeah. We have, like, the top wedding photographers, wedding planners, florists, the whole deal, venues, everything. All of the best are located here in Utah. So weddings are, you know, a delicate balance of what's trendy, what's traditional, and whatever the bride wants.
Yes.
At the end of the day.
True.
So a new poll asked people who recently have been to a bunch of weddings, what traditions are outdated, which ones are now in, old customs that are out. Like, you don't need to do these anymore unless your heart is set on it.
All right, let's hear them.
The bride not seeing the groom before the wedding.
I like that tradition.
I think it's cute, but I like the pictures.
I know everyone's doing first look photos now.
Yeah.
I love the moment of my life, standing there waiting for Jen to come down the aisle and seeing her for the first time.
Yeah, but not every guy cares about that like you. Like, yeah. they're not going to give a good reaction.
Yeah.
And it's just like, the girl would rather get the pictures beforehand.
Why? You're going to not get a reaction there then either.
It's not because you're getting, not getting the reaction. It's because we want pictures of the dress before it's dirty.
Got it.
And on the day of the wedding, it's so hectic and the schedule's tight. Mm-hmm. You don't really have time to get those epic photos. And you're never going to do it after. Any girl that says, I'm doing my pictures after. I'm like, really? Are you? The bride's parents paying for the wedding. Yeah. I've seen that it's mutually split now.
Yeah, that's...
And or the couple takes care of a lot of it.
Yeah, that's kind
of
what I've seen too.
Yeah. The bride and groom's guests sitting on separate sides. Yeah, I don't think I've ever done that anymore. I don't know. Walking down the aisle to Here Comes the Bride. No, I've not been to a single wedding where somebody's walked down the aisle to Here Comes the Bride.
Ba, ba, ba. That thing?
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't hear that.
Ba, ba, ba. The something old, something new, something borrowed, something blue.
I don't have a problem with it.
I don't have a problem with it. It's cute.
Yeah.
But yeah, I didn't do it. The new stuff that's in.
Okay.
Small weddings are just eloping. Doing something super...
It makes sense with money the way it is right now.
It makes so much sense. But also, you can have your dream Pinterest wedding if you're not worried about feeding and
it's true.
Watering a bunch of people.
Right.
If it's just you and the couple, you know, the couple and a few guests, like, you really can have, like, a pretty iconic wedding.
Yeah.
Wedding websites. No, absolutely not. I'm not.
Like the not.com?
No, yeah, like having a, like, johnandjenwed.com, and it's got all your wedding details.
Where else are you supposed to put them? On my Evite? We still do Evites?
I do not think that I'm going if I get a Papermate.
How dare you?
Email from you. Bright and vibrant colors.
Oh, is that out?
No, that's in.
Oh, that's in.
Okay. I still think everyone's doing very neutral. Proposal videos. Yeah, the proposal video is so fun.
That was something with your generation. Necessary. My generation didn't do it.
The proposal photos are just so cute.
Yeah.
I love them.
Again, no.
Alternative rings. So rings that are non-diamond. I'm talking the salt and pepper diamonds. I'm talking girls who get the turquoise rings, the pearl rings, everything. It used to be like a, ew, if you don't have a diamond.
Right.
And now it's like widely accepted to not have a diamond. Non-white wedding gowns, absolutely. I like to say that I was one of the first wedding designers that popped with a blue wedding dress.
Yeah.
I'm not the first one to do it, but mine definitely,
that's really what
definitely
gave you your
went
name.
Viral mm-hmm. was the blue wedding dress. Having more than one bridesmaid, having more than one maid of honor or best man.
Oh, can you do that?
I guess you can.
Oh, okay.
I just had all bridesmaids. I didn't even have a.
Oh,
best.
You didn't have a maid of honor.
And then the survey showed that the perfect number of guests is exactly 115.
Seems a lot.
That still doesn't seem very small.
Let me tell you how to do a perfect wedding. You ready?
Mm-hmm.
Two words.
Okay.
Open bar.
Okay.
That's all you need. I'm just telling you right now. I'm helping you out. All morning long, we've been asking you, like, what song should be on the 4th of July playlist, and we've just been playing clips of it. Never thought I'd get this one.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
No.
I am a real American.
This was back when WWE was WWF.
Stop.
This was Hulk Hogan's song that he would come out to, and he'd tear his yellow shirt.
Yeah.
This was the song, yeah.
Oh, my gosh, it's amazing.
I'm putting it on my playlist. Thank you for that. You can text us, too, at 844-649-1051. Speaking of America, there was a civics poll for the 4th of July that looked at how much we know about America's history.
Okay.
So I'm going to give you a few of the questions that were asked, and I'll also let you know how people answered. Who was the first president?
Well, wasn't it George Washington?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
yeah,
I was like,
no. Did you know that 13% of Americans, or roughly 1 in 8, didn't know it was George Washington? 6% said Abe Lincoln, who was our 16th president.
I was going to say, wasn't he 14th? But okay, 16th. Yeah.
4% chose John Adams, who was our second president. And 3% said Thomas Jefferson, who was our third president.
Wow.
I'm shocked Alexander Hamilton didn't win. You know what I like?
Yeah.
When you ask people nowadays, what did the Declaration of Independence do?
It freed us from Britain?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay.
Nice job.
Okay, you're like scaring me that these are like trick questions.
No, they're not.
Okay.
Only 78% of people knew that it declared our independence from Great Britain. 9% thought the Declaration of Independence is what freed the slaves. 7% thought it declared our independence from France, which really scares me.
Really?
And 6% thought the Declaration of Independence gave women the right to vote.
All right.
At what age can you vote for president?
18.
Yes. Yes.
Wow, okay, I'm smarter than I thought.
Yes.
Whew.
Only 80% of Americans knew that. 3% said 16, 9% said 21, and 7% said 35. My only thing is, you have to be 35 to be president. My guess is that's what.
Oh, they got tricked.
Yeah. All right, one more. You're doing great. This one's a little harder.
Oh, no.
Who was Ben Franklin, and what role did he have with the U.S.?
Well, he was an inventor.
Okay. He flew the kite, right?
The kite.
Yeah, something more than that, though. Do you know what he had, like what role he had with the U.S. government? It's harder.
What? I don't, the Bill of Rights?
Bill of Rights, no, that's not
correct.
I don't
know. No,
that's
know.
Okay. This one's hard. He was a U.S. diplomat. That's all he was. 41% of Americans thought he was our president, though.
I knew he wasn't a president. He hung out with the right people.
And 4% thought that Ben Franklin was the inventor of the airplane, which definitely...
With the Wright brothers.
Which were the Wright brothers, yeah.
Yeah, okay.
So there you go. You know more than most people when it comes to 4th of July celebrations this weekend. The kids last week did a summer camp with Code Ninjas. Do you know what that is?
Yes.
We paid. It's not like they're a client or anything, uh-huh. but... What was shocking was when we dropped them off, how many other kids from their class were there as well.
Oh, very cool.
Like, that's the new thing that
kids
do.
The kids are doing. They're going to coding camp.
Yeah. Isn't
Random.
That weird?
Yeah.
And in fact, in a new survey, 54% of adults here in Utah say that they think video gaming should be taught in school. 60% think games and coding should be part of the core curriculum for elementary school all the way into college.
I think coding should be.
Now, gaming's, because it's pretty broad, right? What does gaming mean?
Yeah.
And it could be, like, some type of, like, coding stuff.
Yeah.
But it could also just be working the hand-eye coordination or even, like, critical thinking. Like, there's a lot of...
Yeah.
Like, I swear the kids spend most of their time playing educational video games. They've done a really good job at, like, turning those into, like... What, instead of like when you and I were, I had a typing video game. That was like.
I had Wave Race.
Oh, you had Wave Race. Okay. Yeah.
And like Mario.
I don't know. I think coding for sure.
Video gaming.
If you want to do like an after school thing, like.
Yeah,
you know
I think
how,
you
like,
could
e-sports?
Do like a club.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because look, my kids play sports after school and I'm fine with video gaming being that too.
And I think coding is cool, but for me as a kid, video gaming, I would have been like, eh.
We just learned that 10% of Americans can't name that George Washington is the first president of the United States. So I'm just like, I'm down with teaching some coding and stuff, but also maybe, can we do a little bit of the basics? You know what I mean? Just like baby steps.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You're familiar with Thanos, the villain of the whole Marvel universe. He's the guy who does the snap and half of the world disappears.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
So in the Avengers movies, Thanos was the villain. Big
all
guy.
Right.
Took all the Avengers to fight him, right?
All right.
Barely could beat him then.
Okay.
And there's a theory going around that Ant-Man, who can pretty much shrink to the size of a cell.
Mm-hmm.
You know that about Ant-Man, right?
Sure. I do now.
Can just go up in Thanos' butt and then get really big and make Thanos blow up from the inside out.
Okay.
Do you hear the... Do you
that's
understand
the theory?
That's the theory.
Go up his butt?
Right, right, because he's like a tiny little, like a cell almost. Like he wouldn't know, and then he can get huge. He can get as big as a building. So he'd go in, and then big, and then that would blow up Thanos, and Thanos wouldn't have been a problem. There would have never needed to be been a snap. It's a theory online. I'm not the one who made this up.
All right.
You're looking at me as if this
You're crazy, but yes.
Well, there's a video that's playing on the Disney Wish cruise ship right now that features Paul Rudd and Evangeline Lilly, who is Ant-Man and Wasp. And Paul Rudd actually brings up this theory.
He does.
In the video. Yeah, he kind of references it. So here you go.
Look, before we start, let me address the elephant in the room. I've heard a lot of chatter out there asking why I didn't shrink down, go in, and kill Thanos in a really creative way. First of all, gross. Secondly, it's much more complicated than that. Allow me to explain.
If only we had the time.
And they cut him off!
Oh my gosh!
Yeah! So Disney's embraced the Thanos theory.
That's funny. Let's talk what's trending. Well, Taylor Swift is reportedly engaged to her boyfriend, Joe Alwyn. He's an English actor. You might know him from The Favourite. They've been together for like 5 years.
Yeah, a long
so
time now.
So they've been together forever. According to a source, they've actually been engaged for a few months, but only people in their inner circle know, and they've been sworn to secrecy. Taylor won't even wear the ring, like in public.
They well, what's want their the fun of that?
That's what I say.
Uh-huh.
They want their love to stay away from the cameras as much as possible because this is just for them. And so that means when they exchange vows, there definitely won't be Vogue, Rolling Stones, or Hello Magazine there. It's just going to be simple, elegant, just like them.
I get that part of it in the sense that, I mean, even the documentary, she's over being hounded and all that. So if she doesn't want a big wedding, that makes sense.
Yeah.
But why wouldn't she wear your engagement ring?
Because she doesn't want a big wedding. People paparazzi and...
Oh, like maybe she's already married. Maybe
honestly,
they're slowly just releasing details. Like this was the engagement announcement.
I mean, it was like we were married during COVID.
Yeah.
If there was ever a time to get secretly married,
smart,
would have been during COVID. Lindsay Lohan is in a new ad for Allbirds running shoes. John's favorite.
I love me some Allbirds.
Him and my dad just really hit it off with the matching shoes. But she references a couple of her classic movies in the ad.
When Allbirds announced I was the spokesperson for their new running shoe, the internet was, well, about what you'd expect. I didn't run track in high school. I was more of a mathlete. So I get it. As a running spokesperson, I guess I'm a little unexpected. Well, it is Wednesday. These don't just look cute. They're made with natural materials. Always avoid the plastics. Ooh, bouncy. Perfect for a queen bee like Lindsay Lohan. Or is it Lindsay Lohan?
That's funny. Clever. I love it. No, she references Mean Girls because she's a mathlete in the show. Obviously,
right.
Wednesdays where we wear pink and avoid the Mean Girls.
Plastics. Yeah.
Oh, I love it. Good. It's awesome. The Sports Daily says Joey Chestnut, the competitive food eater, has a 96.7% chance of winning the Nathan's Famous Hot Dog Eating Contest on Monday, July 4th.
Dang. So no one else even tries?
Like, why? Don't even try.
Yeah.
Just like, here, you don't even have to eat the hot dogs.
Do not let him do it anymore?
I think he should be out.
Yeah.
He's got to retire soon.
I'm shocked he can still do it.
He's been doing this forever.
Oh, yeah.
The new Minions movie is out today. It's called The Minions, The Rise of Gru. Steve Carell dishes on the movie and why kids love Minions so much.
Kids loved it, and they loved the Minions for sure. That, I think, was a stroke of genius. And I think the fact that they're all in good fun. There's a kindness that underlines all of it. And a decency and a love and just a sweetness to it all.
He's exactly right.
Oh, it's so true.
I love those characters.
The characters are so lovable. They're very similar to like the Toy Story characters.
Yeah. Another thing that came out today, part two
of
Stranger Things 4.
Yeah. So
are you caught up?
I'm on episode 5.
I don't remember.
I think there's only 7, so I'm pretty close.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, that's
you gotta finish. All right. Thank you, Chantel. Meaning. We got to get to the pickup line at 9. 4th of July holiday weekend.
Oh, yeah.
Ooh, let me tell you, 4th of July weekend back in college.
Oh, man.
All the pickup
but
lines
for
were
real.
Used. All the pickup lines in one weekend.
Yeah. Do you have a good 4th of July themed pickup line for
that
me
That would
today?
Have been smart for me to do. I have one,
really?
But I actually do have one, but I can't share it on air.
Dang it. All right. Tell
Maybe
me
I'll
later.
Put it in our podcast.
Yeah.
Hey, girl.
Hey, what's up?
Are you lost?
No.
Really? Because heaven's a long way from here. There you go. Before we get to that, though.
What?
I promised the good people of the podcast.
Oh, I'm like, we already did a pickup line, John.
I promised to share with some of the ones I used to do. They're not that bad, but, you know, for our radio show.
Okay.
That's why, so.
I'm nervous.
Hey.
We're getting risque.
Yeah.
Sorry. Okay, go.
What's up?
Not much.
Tell me, does the carpet match the powdered wig?
What?
Because it's like the colonial, like they wear powdered wigs.
Does the carpet
match the powdered wig? Yeah.
I don't get it.
Oh my gosh. Hey.
Hey, what's up?
You be Yankee Doodle. I'll be the pony. You like that one though. Have a good 4th of July, everyone. Bye-bye.
All right, so if you could only keep one streaming service, what would it be? I really feel like it's a unanimous decision.
Disney Plus.
Oh, no. Only 30, or the number one answer had 31% of the vote, so it's actually really split.
Is it Netflix?
It's Netflix.
I mean, that's the one that Jen and I watch the most, but I feel like...
It's down from last year. Last year it had 41%, now it's got 31%.
Well, you know what's happening? I was reading about this, because everyone's wondering what's happening to Netflix, right?
Yeah.
Like their subscribers are down, and their revenue's down, and they're saying that when they started, they bought the rights to all these things.
And then... those things are starting their own companies and they're pulling.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. And so they don't have the catalog. And now
think
they
about, like The Office used to be on Netflix.
Yes.
Friends used to be on Netflix.
Right.
Now it's not. Number two, HBO Max, 19%.
I love HBO Max.
I don't have that one. Number three, Hulu, 70%.
Nah.
I had it for This Is Us, but now I just don't know if I need it anymore.
Did you do just basic Hulu or did you do the...
Hulu Live?
Yeah.
I had Hulu Live for a while, but just basic Hulu.
Okay.
Disney Plus. Obviously,
with
14%.
The kids,
I actually can't believe Disney Plus is fourth. I figured it would have been third above Hulu.
I would have thought Netflix, Disney Plus, and HBO Max. That's how I would have done the top three.
I agree.
Yeah.
Then you got Amazon. Paramount Plus.
I forgot Amazon had a streaming service.
Honestly, I use Amazon Prime, not for the free stuff, but I buy my movies on there. And I really should be buying them on Vudu. I don't know what I'm doing with my life. Paramount Plus, 3%. Apple TV Plus, 2%.
You're telling me that Paramount Plus beat Apple TV?
Yeah.
Think of all the money they have spent on Apple TV.
I know. Like, what's that show everybody loves?
Well, they have Ted Lasso.
That one.
But also, there's like, they had The Morning Show with Steve Carell and Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon.
Right.
They had a show
but
with...
that was a flop.
Yeah, Will Ferrell and Paul Rudd had a show on Apple TV.
Yeah, nobody wants it.
No.
And then there's a tie for Discovery Plus and Peacock.
Take them.
Yeah, you can just get rid of those. And then there's an other...
what's left?
I don't know. Who made the other category? They should just stop now.
I wonder what in 5 years, what will be left? They're not all going to be left.
I think that in 5 years,
you're
going to get all of those offsprings going back to Netflix.
Oh, so you think Netflix is going to come back and be the powerhouse again?
Uh-huh.
Interesting.
Or Amazon.
Yeah.
What? Yeah.
I think Disney Plus...
Disney Plus will always stay because Disney has always done their own thing.
HBO Max owns Warner Brothers.
Uh-huh.
So that's a lot. I don't know. It'll be a new one. One we haven't even...
I just, like, the second we started getting Paramount Plus and Discovery Plus... And...
once Paramount Plus happened, it jumped the shark.
It's I was over it.
I did give some extra pickup lines for the Pickup Line at 9, 4th of July edition on our podcast.
Yeah. You shocked me there.
I know. I think I ruined Chantel's day. So if you want to listen to them, make sure you download our podcast later today. Let's do this. So this is a fun fact to share at the barbecues this weekend, right? Did you know that even a nuclear apocalypse won't get you out of paying your taxes? The IRS manual has policies in place for collecting taxes after nuclear war.
Are you kidding?
Yeah. It mainly is about just like shifting their focus to people who weren't bombed out.
Uh-huh.
So if like the East Coast gets hit with the nuclear bomb, we would just get taxed.
Yeah.
It's in their manual.
Wow. They like thought about it.
You got to have a policy and procedure for everything.
They really do.
Hey, have a good trip down to... are you going to Hooper? Is that what you said?
What? Where are you going? Sand Hollow.
I have no clue why.
What is Hooper?
I don't... is that even a town?
I don't think so.
Did I just make it up?
I think you did.
Well, I want them to rename San Hollow Hooper.
Okay. I think it's Hurricane.
There is Hurricane. Maybe it's in Kansas? I don't know where that came from. All right. We're out of here. Have a great Friday. Bye-bye.